North Carolina's schools will remain closed through the rest of the school year. Governor Roy Cooper's announcement today raises questions about what happens this summer and fall, WFAE's Andos Helms reports.
Cooper's announcement was almost anticlimactic. The coronavirus clearly hasn't abated enough to encourage large gatherings. But Cooper said he was clinging to hope that this school year could end like any other.
But this virus tells us that that cannot be.
Cooper and state education officials emphasized that remote learning will continue and teachers will be paid through the scheduled end of the year. None of them addressed how graduations will be handled. Cooper says a lot of important follow-up questions remain to be answered.
The opening of schools in the summer and fall and the availability of summer camps are going to depend on meeting health guidelines that will be established later.
He ticked off some of the tough decisions ahead.
How we provide hygiene and cleaning, how we space students with social distancing, how we may stagger things depending on how things are and what our indicators look like. We may not be doing sports or common areas.
Eric Davis of Charlotte, chairman of the State Board of Education, says one thing about the future is clear.
We will operate our schools differently in the next school year, because the safety and security of your child and your child's teacher, in our eyes, demands nothing less.
State Superintendent Mark Johnson says officials have spent the spring reacting quickly to COVID-19. He says the coming weeks will be used to try to get a step ahead.
This proactive work will be bipartisan and involve the governor, the state board, the General Assembly, local education leaders, and parent, teacher, and student advisors.
Cooper announced another infusion of federal aid for education, including $243 million for K-12 schools, about $77 million for higher education, and $78 million to keep the emergency meal program for students going. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms.